Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMattWrestle.com, our friends at TheOpenMat.com as well. Let's head out east where we find Hudson Taylor sweltering in the midsummer heat. Hudson, how are you?
I'm doing well, trying to keep cool.
What's the temperature there today?
I think it's topped out at a little over 100, but the humidity is not too great, so it's bearable.
The first Olympic wrestling match occurred in the summer of 2008 BC, wrestling then regarded as a form of military exercise without weapons. How do you see wrestling?
I guess I see wrestling as, I guess it could be a form of military training, but I see it more as a kind of an art form.
Yeah.
I know that's maybe a different way of looking at it, but, you know, I don't think that the strongest or the most athletic wrestler is necessarily the best. So I guess in my mind, if you can master certain techniques, you can be the best, which makes it very artful. You know, like any skill or trade or hobby, with enough patience and practice, you could be the best. That's sort of how I've approached wrestling and why I guess I consider it more of an art form. Yeah.
Well, I like that. And you and Max Askren will be celebrating the mutual appreciation for that art July 17th at Rider University in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, as you two will once again don the singlets and compete for the gathered masses, as it were. Why the Adam Fry Classic? Why is this event important for you to be there again this year?
Well, this event's always personally important to me because, I went to school with Adam. I was very close friends with Adam. We roomed together in high school, and, it's important to really raise awareness and do everything we can because other athletes are going to probably be in Adam's position in the future. And it's just a great cause. It's a great opportunity to not only go out and see some great wrestling and enjoy the night, but it's also it's a cause and it's an important one. So that's why I'm there and why I think a lot of other athletes have been willing and have signed up to do this. So in the name of Adam and everyone else who's either battling cancer or knows somebody who's battling cancer, it's important to be there.
And it wasn't that long ago where you and I in the sport of wrestling lost our little buddy. He was bald and thin at the time, but a fighter nonetheless. He was a fighter all the way to the very end. And it's our opportunity, I think, just in being there to recognize and salute his memory, but also to if you can, take our glasses off, take our sunglasses off, because it was a bright light that came from him. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, at the wake and the funeral, as all of his friends and people who have known Adam came together, there was really one very common through line. We all kind of noted that in everything that Adam ever did, he did it with 110%. When he wrestled, he trained 110%. When he wrote a paper, he did it with 110%, which is I think a lot more than you can say of an average individual. Oftentimes you have people whose enthusiasm kind of ebbs and flows, it rises and falls. But Adam was one of those rare individuals who always gave everything his best, and he fought that disease to his best. That it's just he's a tremendous person, and it's sorry to see him go, but having everybody come together and in his memory, I think is the most respectful and what he would have liked to see, and it's for a good cause. So
something I say about our athletes in wrestling. And I find it to be more true than not. Our athletes in our sport tend to be more real, tend to be more down to earth, tend to get it, as I say, why we're here, what we're doing here, what the goal of wrestling really is, to make us better people, not just better competitors, but better people, more able to contribute to our society, to be more accepting of each other. Our size, for example, in wrestling, we have weight classes, mm-hmm. but really no weights are eliminated, if you know what I mean. Sex, we're starting to embrace women's wrestling, and by golly, we should have been for a long time before we started. Equality in our sport is, I mean, generally speaking, you're going to see the little guys buddy up to the big guys. And the big guys look to the little guys. And I find that endearing in a society where we tend to be rather exclusive, and as opposed to being inclusive. Would you say that's true?
I think I'm a huge proponent of inclusion. I know that when I was in Maryland and became a captain on the team, that was one thing that was always really, really important to me. I always stressed amongst our teammates to use language that was inclusive of everyone, because in my mind, and I think I've said this before on the program, but how we speak dictates how we act, and how we act dictates who we are. And if we want to promote the sport and live lives that are as inclusive and open and accepting as possible, it all boils down to our words and our actions. So it's great that the sport is growing, and I'm eager and excited to see where it continues to go.
The Adam Frey Classic number 2, a celebration of Adam's life, his wrestling, his memories, will take place July 17th at Rider University. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Adam Frey, go to adamfrey.us. That's one place to go. You can also find Josh Liebman on Facebook. He'll help you to find tickets. If you order them online, you can save a little bit of money. I know you're probably going to opt out of that, but you can save a little bit of money if you wish, but you'll get the opportunity to see Max Askren and this young man we're talking to right now, who I have so much admiration and respect for, and that's Hudson Taylor. They're going to put the singlets on one more time and compete for our pleasure. And as much as a way to salute Adam, it's their way of doing it. There'll be other great matches as well, but the 2010 edition, designed to raise more money in Adam's memory for cancer research, is quite an event. And I understand that they are expecting a sellout. So I don't care if you have Blair Academy ties, New Jersey ties, Cornell ties, or PA ties. It doesn't matter where you're from, what schools, colors you are proud to wear. It doesn't really matter to me. What matters is that you come out and be one with our family. This is a family. Yeah. It's a community of wrestlers. Agree or disagree?
Absolutely, and that's the one thing that's been so special about the sport and my experience with it. Wrestling unites. You know, you could be anywhere in the country, and if you see a mangled ear or a wrestling T-shirt, there's a sense of allegiance that goes along with that. And this second annual Adam Frey Classic is really a tremendous opportunity to feel that sense of camaraderie and that togetherness that wrestling brings.
Jamie Moffat is writing a book about Adam Frey. As you know, he's done the book called Strobel. He's done several books before, a tremendous author. Is this a story that needs to be told? Is this a story that could be inspirational to some young people out there, or some folks that may be battling cancer in their own life, or maybe even serve to inspire those that are looking for a way to reach out and give?
Absolutely. I mean, Adam's story is first of all, it's not unique in that there are other people who have gone through what Adam went through and will go through what Adam went through. And what makes it a story that's so important to tell is how Adam approached everything. Like I said before, he approached everything 110%, and having that positivity and that tenacity is so important, I think, for somebody who could be going through that same process, or has a friend or a loved one who's faced with that type of news. Adam's story is inspiring, it's uplifting, and it's something that would be good for anybody to read and know about.
It'll be good to see you on July 17th, my friend. I know my flight lands at 12:05, and I immediately head over to the building where clinics will be underway when I get there. Wrestling competition will start a little bit later. I think it's scheduled to go off at 3, and then possibly we'll get a chance to break some bread together at the end of the celebration. But it will be one for the books, and I'm looking forward to it. Hudson Taylor, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Nobody stirs my imagination more than you. When you put the glasses on, you are a completely different person than when the glasses are off, and it's an amazing change. But I look forward to seeing you, giving you a big hug, brother. I really truly do, and I'm grateful that you'll be there.
Well, thanks for having me on the program again. It was great to talk about this, and please come out and support the cause, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good, but don't hang up. We'll be back. This is Scott Casper for TDR-TV, intermattrussell.com, our friends at theopenmat.com as well. For Josh Lieben, for Hudson Taylor, for all of us, thank you for listening.